Sorry, honey.
Well, don't just stand there, stupid. Get my pivot tooth out of the window box.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then the Sapphire said that I gypped people so much and, well, I've been so selfish all my life that I don't know how to be a human being. I've been sitting here in the large hall worrying about it.
Yeah, well, Kingfish, I'm sorry to say that I agrees with her. You've been a chiseler and a gyp artist ever since you was born. I bet you was even gypping people when you was in your infantry.
Well, now, wait a minute, Andy. I ain't been that bad.
Oh, yes, you is, Kingfish. Now, look at the way I first met you. I remember I was 19 years old, and I'd come up from the country to see the county fair. I never will forget. I was standing there on the midway watching the coochie dancers, and I wanted to see you. Oh, boy, look at them gals. They ain't got nothing like this down on the farm. Hot ziggity, look at that. Excuse me for protruding, stranger, but what are you doing with your hand on my watch?
My hand on your watch? Well, so it is. How you like that? One of these cufflinks of mine must have hooked on your watch chain, stranger.
Yeah, lucky I done like my grandma told me and had my watch chain attached to my underwear. As soon as I felt my BVDs creeping up on me, I knowed there was something wrong.
Well, just an accident. Hey, I just noticing there your button shoes, your straw skimmer, and your yellow Norfolk jacket. I hazard a guess that you is a suburbanite.
Well, I'm from the farm, if that's what you mean. My papa sent me up here with a truckload of hogs.
Yeah, well, when I approached you, I kind of suspected that.
My papa gonna be proud of me, too. I made a good deal. Done sold a whole bunch of them for $180 cash. And I got it right here in my wallet.
Got it in your wallet?
Yes, sir.
You don't mean to say so. $180. I think that you and I ought to get better acquainted.
Yeah, well, that suits me. I don't know nobody, and I was... Hey, excuse me for protruding again, mister, but I think you ought to take them cufflinks off.
Why, what is the matter?
I feel my underwear creeping up on me again.
Oh, got the wallet anchored there too, huh? Yeah, you know all the tricks, don't you? You know, I was just thinking, you being an innocent country boy and me being a little old innocent country boy too, us innocent country boys ought to get better acquainted. How about dropping down to Joe's pool hall and shooting a little game of pool? Come on, country boy, let's get on down.
Boy, that was some pool game, all right, Kingfish. After the slaughter was over, I was minus my $180, my gold watch, my Norfolk jacket, and my high-button shoes. My underwear was about to go down the side pocket with the six-ball when the cops raided the joint.
Andy, you're right. I never done nothing for nobody else in my whole life, but I is going to change right now. I'm going to start right now and desecrate my life to helping others and doing good turns for fellow human beings.
Yeah, well, that sounds good, but I'll believe it when I see it.
No, Andy, I's on the level this time, I tell you. I'm going to change... Now, wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look out the window there across the street. See, that woman there seems to be having trouble with a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one over there, the green 1951 coupe there.
Yeah, I see. Looked like she's locked out or something. Well, that's too bad. But like I was saying...
Now, wait a minute, Anna. There's no time to start helping others like the present. Here's our chance to be good Samaritans. Let's get on out there. Come on, Eddie, follow me.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you two men. I never would have gotten in my car by myself.
Oh, that's all right, miss. It was a pleasure to good Samaritanate you.
Yeah, sorry that we had to bust the window on a new car like this, but it was the only way.
Well, that's all right. At least I got in the car. You two worked so hard.
Yeah, look at my friend. He wears a size 13 shoe. That clodhopper makes a pretty good mallet.
Yeah, I better get the thing back on, too. I hope you forgive the appearance of my shoe, miss. I forgot to put fresh cardboard in there this morning.
Well, thank you again so much. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm in an awful hurry to get home.
Incidentally, miss, if you was driving down Lenox, you could give us a lift.
Well, all right, but please hurry.
Okay, Anna, you get in the back seat and I'll get in. No. Hey, wait a minute, miss, I just noticed there certainly is a big key ring there. There must be 20 or 30 keys on it.
Oh, well, I need them in my business.
You do?
Yes. I'm a file clerk. Oh.